prepare to experience the strongest radio allowable by law. Secrets will be revealed. Myths dispelled.
From the studio gym where excuses never apply.
It's Superhuman Radio with your host, Carl Lenore.
Alisa Profumo. Hey, it's Friday. You know what that means.
I'm in the studio.
She's in the studio, and she's looking pretty damn good.
And so is Carl. He has his shirt off.
It's hot back here where all the equipment is. People don't realize, you know what? You know, have I told this story already? What, I leave my door open because it gets so hot in the studio, and especially here because I'm surrounded by equipment. And sometimes the girl, Leah, who runs the office for the realty company, she'll come back through here with people. Like showing them offices. And one day she had some woman said to her, is that man naked? Because all you can see is like from my waist up where I'm sitting. It's like, is that man naked? She came and told me the story. It was pretty funny.
That is funny.
So anyway, how you doing, Alisa?
I'm doing good. You sounded very Italian just now.
Yeah, I had to use my Italian intimidating voice a couple minutes ago on the warranty company that's taking care of my car.
Did you get intimidating?
I didn't get intimidating, but I let him know where this is going to go. And if it goes that way, it's going to cost them more money than if they just solve my problem. But yes, I had to use it, so I'll turn it back off. Okay. I'm here.
So I want to talk about the good old days.
Yeah, everybody always thinks the good old days today are the good old days of tomorrow.
Of course they are. And by the way, speaking of the good old days, real quick, I guess Betty White turned 95 this week.
Holy crap. Happy birthday
to Betty White.
And
she's
95. She look great?
And she's still alive.
What is her secret? She's great. She's got great attitude. It's got to be attitude.
It has to be. She's so full of life, and she always seems like she's happy and smiling, and so.
She only dates guys between like 29 and 37.
God bless her.
I know. And usually she's dating two or three at a time.
So. She must be taking that blue pill.
I want to swim in the waters that she swims in.
Yes. Okay, so have you ever heard of, so Carl sent me this article. It's really pretty interesting.
So I got to admit, I knew this first part because I used to be a hunter, and you'll understand why I knew it when you read this one.
Okay, so they used to use.
Have you ever heard the term, has anybody ever said to you, so-and-so is piss poor?
Of course.
Okay, we've all heard that. Somebody has said piss poor.
So they used to use urine to tan animal skins. So families used to all pee in a pot. Once a day it was taken and sold to the tannery.
Right.
So they could tan their
furs. Yeah, the furs. That's how they, I mean, back in the day when everybody wore fur to stay warm because where everything was so cold, that, you know, that's how they tanned furs. They used urine. So when somebody was piss poor, what did it mean? It meant that they were so broke
that they had to pee in the pot to take to the tannery to get money.
The only way they could make money is to sell their urine.
Okay,
that's how broke they were.
But no. But on top of that, there were people who couldn't afford a pot to piss in.
And that's where that term comes from.
People who couldn't afford a pot to piss in. So they didn't actually even have a pot
to gather the urine to sell
at the tannery.
Yeah. And so they were even poorer
so
than the
piss-poor
people. So
those are the really poor folks who couldn't even afford a pot to piss in. And
there
that's
you go.
Where that saying came from.
Yeah.
It's really quite interesting.
Yeah. Go ahead. What's the next one?
Okay. So most people got married back then.
To this day, June is the biggest wedding month of the year for wedding planners. So everyone wants to get married in June. June bride. You've heard of, I want to be a June bride.
Well, okay, so they took a yearly bath, and that bath was in May. So that's why they had June weddings, because they still smelled pretty good by June.
Right. But what about the women who didn't still smell good by June? What did they do to cover up?
They carried a bouquet of flowers.
And that's where the wedding bouquet comes from.
They did that to hide their body odor, and that's where the the tradition of the wedding bouquet came from.
And we've been using flowers to cover up body odor since the beginning of time.
They did that years ago. Like, they used to carry lavender in their pockets during King Henry's reign as the king of England. They did that to hide their body odor.
And that's where, not to divert from this, because we're going to go back to this because there's more interesting facts here, but that's where the old children's game, ring around
pocket,
the rosy.
A pocket full of posies.
So when people got the plague, their skin got rosy first, like red, and their body odor would be terrible because their skin was rotting. And so when they said ring around the rosy, you know, around the rosy person, pocket full of posies to cover up the body odor, all fall down. In the end, they all died.
And ashes, we all fall. It's because you return to ashes.
Yeah, and so this was a children's game about death and the plague.
We used to play that.
Oh, of course, but we didn't know what it meant.
I did. That's what it meant. Okay, so the man of the house had the privilege of using the clean water, then the sons, then the women, and finally the children, and last of all were the babies. And that's where the term came from. Don't throw the baby out with the bathwater because the water is so dark from everybody else that you can't see the baby in the bathwater.
Right. You could lose the baby in the bathwater. I never knew that one.
Don't throw the baby out with the
one.
Bathwater. That's amazing to me.
That's so cool. I love stuff like that. It's useless and interesting at the same time.
Well, you could maybe use it while you're playing trivia someday.
Yeah. If you're trying to talk a terrorist out of killing everybody. Hey, you want to know something funny?
So the houses usually had thatched roofs that were piled high with thick straw.
Who knows?
Because there was no wood underneath.
And a thatched roof technically could last 100 years. Especially the thicker they are, the more grasses they put in it. But these roofs are so friggin' heavy on the house. But it's interesting.
So then that was the only place that the animals had to be warm. So they all lived in the roof. The cats, the dogs, the mice, all the bugs, they lived in the roof.
Right.
And when it rained, everything became slippery and the animals would slip off the roof. Hence, that's where the term raining cats and dogs came from.
Uh-huh. Interesting. Now, where did the
cats and dogs coming off the roof?
So where did the canopy come from? This is interesting too, because it's a similar thing. It has to do with the roof.
So this posed a real problem in the bedroom where bugs and other droppings could mess up your nice clean bed. So that's where the canopy over the four-poster bed became popular so that it would keep the bugs out.
When the four-post bed came about, they were just tying a sheet over the four posts to create a canopy. But then, of course, the wealthy had more elaborate-looking canopies that were beautiful and decorative. But the whole purpose of the four-post bed, those high four posts, were not so that you could get freaky with your wife or your husband, but to throw a sheet over to keep bugs from falling in your bed at night while you were sleeping. I mean, think about that.
It's interesting.
I know.
So their floors were made from dirt, and only the wealthy had something other than dirt. And that's where the term came from, dirt poor.
Right. Isn't it interesting?
So the wealthy had slate floors that would get slippery in the winter when wet, so they spread straw on the floor to keep from losing their footing. And as the winter wore on, they added thresh.
Which is more straw. They called straw, the yellow dried grass, they called it thresh.
So when you open the door, it would start slipping outside. A piece of wood was placed in the entranceway, and that's where the term a threshold came from.
Yeah, because think about it. What do you really need a threshold for? It lifts up and down. You could get rid of that. You could have floors butt up against each other seamlessly. You don't really need that. But the purpose of that was to keep the straw from coming out from beneath your front door and your neighbors going, oh, look at that mess. Look at all that straw. So they created a threshold. We don't need it anymore. We don't have straw on the floor. But yet we still do it.
So have you ever heard the rhyme, peas porridge hot, peas porridge cold, peas porridge in the pot 9 days old?
Of course. That rhyme was said by every child in America, I'm sure, at least once. What does it mean?
So they cooked in a big kettle, and the kettle would always hang over the fire.
Mm-hmm.
And every day they added things to the pot. So they mostly ate vegetables because they weren't rich enough to have much meat.
Right.
They would eat the stew for dinner, leaving leftovers in the pot to get cold overnight and then start it over again the next day. Sometimes the stew had food in it that had been there quite a while.
Like 9 days old. Now, here we are going, oh, my God, I have to throw that away. It's past the code date. Think about what they were doing for 9 days, leaving old food in there and just recooking it over and over again. You would think that everybody would have been dead.
I know. I guess their immune systems were used to it.
Was it their immune systems, or are we just, you know, like way, way too germ-phobic, and that's why we have a lot of the problems we have with our immune systems today?
So when visitors came over, sometimes they would get bacon or pork, and when visitors came over, they would hang the bacon to show it off. It was a sign of wealth that a man could bring home the bacon. They would cut off a little share with their guest, and they would all sit around and chew the fat.
Yeah.
And that's where that term came from. So those with money had plates made of pewter.
Right, which is like silver, actually.
Pewter had a very high acid content, which would leach into the food, causing lead poisoning.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
I didn't even know that pewter had lead in it.
So this most often happened with tomatoes. So yeah. For 400 years, they considered tomatoes poisonous.
And they are a nightshade, and some nightshades are poisonous. So really, it was the acid of the tomato that caused the lead to leach out of the pewter
into
the food.
Mm-hmm. Bread was divided according to status. Workers got the burnt bottom.
The part I like.
Of the loaf. That's the part I like too.
I know.
Does that mean we came from pagan backgrounds?
Yes. Yes, we came from the workers. Exactly. That's absolutely what it is.
That's the part I like too. The family got the middle and the guests got the top or the upper crust. That's where the upper crust
came from.
Wow,
these are so fascinating.
So lead cups were also used to drink ale or whiskey. The combination would sometimes knock the imbibers out for a couple of days. This is really interesting. Someone walking along the road would take them for dead and prepare them for burial. They were laid out on the kitchen table for a couple of days, and the family would gather around to eat and drink to wait and see if they would wake up. And hence the term holding awake.
Oh, that's why we have a wake. That's why we don't bury them immediately. To make sure that it wasn't
just
the combination of alcohol and lead.
To make sure they were really dead.
Could you imagine?
Okay, so wait, it gets better. In old small villages, it's like I'm telling a story. local folks started running out of places to bury people. So they would dig up coffins and take the bones to a bone house and reuse the grave. When reopening the coffins, one out of 25 coffins were found to have scratch marks on the inside.
Mm-hmm.
And they realized they'd been burying people alive. So they would tie a string on the wrist of the corpse and lead it through the coffin and up through the ground and tie a bell on it. Someone would have to sit out in the graveyard all night, hence the term the graveyard shift. To listen for the bell.
Oh, my God.
Someone could then be saved by the bell or was considered a dead ringer.
Holy crap. Can't we just do a show every week just about these types of things? This is so fascinating to me.
It really is.
Because I love language and I love the vernacular. And when you hear where these words originate from. What is it called? Etymology? No, I'm trying to think what the word.
Etymology is the study of bugs.
What's the word for study of words? I'll find it. But anyway, I find this stuff so fascinating. I am in awe of you right now, listening to these stories.
Saved by the bell.
That's by the bell.
So
and a dead ringer.
And a dead ringer. That's all, folks.
That's it?
That's it.
Oh, you got to find more of these for next week.
Okay.
I think the audience is going to want more of these. I got to be honest with you. And really, that was perfect because that took the entire segment.
Awesome.
So we can take a break.
And when we come back, we'll talk about some present day things.
Okay. That sounds good. Stay tuned. You're listening to Casual Friday. We will be right back. Hey,
Hey, this is Carl. I want to remind you of the importance of electrolytes. Because of all the workout supplements on the market today, I think electrolytes are the most important but the most overlooked. Check out the new Jigsaw Electrolyte Supreme. It contains a broad spectrum of electrolytes plus a few extra minerals and vitamins. The lemon-lime flavor tastes great, and it comes in single-serving packets that make it easy for you to take on the go. Visit superhumanradio.com and click the Jigsaw Electrolyte Supreme banner ad today and save 10% off your purchase.
New Mass Pro Synthogen X2 just upped its own legendary game. To distance itself even further from the rest of the pack, Synthogen X2 now has double the key active ingredients. If you've ever wondered what steroid-like recovery feels like, Synthogen X2 delivers. See why others compare it favorably to powerful bodybuilding drugs at Synthogen.com. Mass Pro Synthogen. When you train with it, you'll gain with it.
Mitochondrial uncoupling is the holy grail of fat loss. Making mitochondria work harder raises body temperature and metabolic rate without the jitters of stimulants. Now there is an over-the-counter mitochondrial uncoupler that will let you shred your body down to the last pounds of body fat. It's Trojan Horse. This is the supplement breakthrough of the decade. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Trojan Horse banner ad. Use coupon code SHR and save 20% off your order today. BlackstoneLabs.com. Trojan Horse.
Do you know how to properly use carbohydrates to ignite your performance in the field and in the gym? You will now, thanks to this free book by EFX Sports. The Carb User's Guide for Maximum Performance reveals why omitting carbohydrates from your diet can totally crush your gains. Ever wonder how many grams you need for your specific sport? Not anymore. We give you the critical number you need to dominate your competition. You'll even discover the super carb that's taking the athletic world by storm. You must try it to believe it. Go to getcarbolin.com/carb guide today and get your copy absolutely free. Once again, it's getcarbolin.com/carbguide.
Quest Keto is making the ketogenic lifestyle more delicious and more convenient than ever. The high-fat, moderate-protein, low-carb keto diet has earned a reputation for being complicated. Quest Keto has changed all of that by offering sweet and savory snacks and an entire line of ready-to-go ketogenic meals. They've taken the guesswork out of it for you. From keto cinnamon rolls, pizza, crackers, and more, you can enjoy it all and experience the benefits of this nutritious approach anytime, anywhere. Thanks to Quest Keto. Go to QuestKeto.com to order your meals today.
This is Ben Gordon, and if your teeth are stained from coffee, tea, or smoking, Power Swabs is the answer. In 5 minutes, you'll see 2 shades whiter teeth, and in 7 days, 6 shades. There's no messy strips or trays that you have to leave in your mouth for an hour. Just swab your teeth for 5 minutes, and you're done. To try Power Swabs, call 1-800-291-5140. Your bright white smile will have your friends talking about how great you look. Try it risk-free. 1-800-291-5140. That's 1-800-291-5140.
Ever feel like you want something crunchy? From the company that gave us the Quest Protein Bar, now comes the Quest High Protein Potato Chips. With 21 grams of high quality protein and only 5 grams of carbs and no artificial ingredients. Just like Quest bars, you'll feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest High Protein Potato Chip banner ad today and get ready to be satisfied. Thanks to Quest Nutrition, chips just aren't what they used to be.
This is the Superhuman Channel, where brawn and brains finally meet.
J.R., Sean Kingston,
you're way too beautiful, girl. That's why it'll never work. You'll have me suicidal.
Don't quit your day job.
Well, but let me ask you a question. I knew you were going to go there, right? But you name one other man in your past that has serenaded you in front of literally hundreds of thousands of people. I knew you were going to go there. I know my voice sucks. It's okay. But I was singing.
I was just teasing.
But I was singing to you.
No, thank you.
All right.
So.
All right.
Do you eat salmon?
I love salmon. You know me about salmon. Come on.
Okay.
Are you worried? I'm Sammy the Salmon.
Sammy the Salmon. Are you worried about it when you eat it?
Well, I'm not, because the majority of the salmon I eat is the boiled and then put in a can, literally right off the boat salmon, the stuff in the can. I eat a lot of that. I do eat the steaks, and we're going to be eating more steaks because we have a new sponsor that I trust. But I guess you're going to tell me something bad about salmon now.
Well, okay. So a lot of people feel bad about people overseas because they have pesky parasites in salmon. Well, according to a new study from the CDC Emerging Infectious Diseases Journal, wild salmon, which is netted in Alaska, were also plagued by this parasite. Tapeworms.
Okay. Really? Okay, so a couple questions, right? Look, I'm not the average American. You tell them something, they go, ooh, and then they just run. So where are they finding the tapeworms? The tapeworms are in the in the guts of these fish. They're not in the flesh of the fish, right?
Researchers now say that could mean salmon caught anywhere off North America's Pacific coast could be affected. I'm just reading this.
Okay, so tapeworms typically lodge in the host, in the intestines or in the digestive system of the host.
Salmon is often packed and transported on ice, but not frozen.
Right.
The tapeworm's larva may be able to survive the trip, possibly infecting consumers.
Okay, again, where is the tapeworm? If the tapeworm is in the digestive tract of the salmon, that's usually removed when they clean a fish.
It doesn't specify where they find it.
That's the problem with the so am I worried about salmon? Maybe not. If again, fish eat poop. They eat a lot of disgusting things. That stuff stays contained in their digestive tract and in their intestines and their alimentary canal. I'm not eating that when I eat the fish. If the larvae is able to burrow into the flesh of the fish, the fillet of the fish, and live in there, or if it falls out of the intestines when they're cleaning the fish and it falls in there and they package it up and they send it off and it comes alive and it's growing in there, now I have a problem. I need to know more before I start panicking, because I'm sure animals, cows have all sorts of nasty things in their guts too, but they throw that stuff away before they make steak out of it.
Researchers cut open 64 wild Alaskan salmon.
Cut them open.
To find the larvae, some up to 15 millimeters long. And gene sequencing identified it as the Japanese tapeworm.
Okay.
Four species are known to carry it. The chum salmon, the masu salmon, sockeye salmon, and pink salmon.
And everybody eats sockeye or pink. I eat Silver Bright once in a while when they have it.
So there was a professor from Vanderbilt that said most infected humans remain asymptomatic. Some may feel slight abdominal discomfort or nausea. And the CDC notes that freezing or cooking the fish will annihilate the parasites.
Yeah, cooking it thoroughly, exactly.
Yeah, but just think about that. When you're eating the salmon the next
time. Well, I mean, listen, eating crickets is becoming popular. I mean, if you're eating a parasite,
just eat tapeworm then.
I don't think, but I see tapeworm. Okay. So, the trichinosis, parasite actually lives in the muscle of its host. This is why around the turn of the century and even before that eating, pork undercooked was a problem, because pigs develop trichinosis as one of their pesky disorders. When you cut into the flesh, then we eat the flesh. When you cut into the muscle, you see these pockets with these worms in them. Okay? I would be more worried about eating that animal, because the parasite is it lives in the host's muscle, and we eat the animal's muscle. But if the parasite is living in the digestive tract of the animal or the fish, and we eviscerate them and throw all that stuff away, and somehow the eggs or the parasite itself is not coming out and getting into the flesh, and then it can't burrow into the flesh anyway because it's not that kind of parasite. I'm not as worried about this. I got to be honest with you. I have a feeling that this is, and you know what? When we have the owner of our new sponsor that's coming on board, who has spent a lifetime fishing for salmon in Alaska, I have a feeling he'll explain this to us even. And I have a feeling he's going to say to me, Carl, you're right.
So after this conversation, I can understand why people turn vegan and vegetarian. I'm teasing.
Yeah.
I knew that would get to
you. No, I know. I know. I posted, so there's an article on the World Health, what is it?
Worldhealth.net.
Which is the A4M.
A4M. Mm-hmm.
By a guy named Dr. David Delgado. Excuse me. I think it was David, but his last name was
Nick.
Nick Delgado. And he wrote an article about estrogen dominance, and it really was like the beacon call for a vegan diet. All animal protein raises estrogen. But so I said to Elisa when she told me about it, this guy has to be a vegan. Sure enough, I Google his name and the word vegan. A ton of articles come up that he's written for other people, for his own website, about the vegan diet and why it's so healthy for you. Because think about it. He's talking about estrogen dominance, and he's saying that because they give animals hormones, there's estrogen. Well, look, every female animal has estrogen in its flesh. If you're eating steak, there's estrogen in that flesh. But he seemed to somehow leave soy out of the article. The top four things that increase estrogen, and soy was missing. And soy, per 100 grams, has tenfold more phytoestrogen than any piece of beef. And I thought, this is what's wrong today. You get people who they have, everything to them is a nail when all you have is a hammer. This guy is a complete vegan, and everything, it comes back to animal products, animal protein, animal foods are destroying our population.
So according to this Nick Delgado,
yeah,
there are five hidden common causes of estrogen dominance.
Yeah, and this is such nonsense. When I heard this, I thought, yeah, this is true of somebody who doesn't have a functioning liver, because your liver's has receptors to get excess testosterone and everything out. Why do you think that you got to keep taking a shot every week? You think you're burning the testosterone up? No, you're urinating it out. That's the liver's job, to catch the excess hormones and get them out.
Excess body fat is one first one.
You know what? That's going to cause high estrogen, but it not necessarily estrogen dominance. I don't think he understands the word of estrogen dominance, but go ahead.
High estrogen cues your body to make more fat cells, he says. High levels cause an increase in the production of sex hormone binding globulin, which makes testosterone unable to do its job. Those are just a few under the excess body fat. The next hidden cause is alcohol. It is well established the link between alcohol consumption and high levels of estradiol.
And you know why that is, right? Because alcohol acts as a signal to make more aromatase enzyme. And so it converts it. So it goes back to the first thing he said, and it causes the fat cells to produce more more aromatase enzyme, and you convert more of your testosterone to estrogen.
Well, and he's also saying that the liver is responsible for clearing toxins from the bloodstream.
But it's
when you drink alcohol, your liver becomes preoccupied with eliminating the alcohol toxins, so it reduces its ability to clear estrogens from your system.
Yeah, but the alcohol wears off, and the body can clear the estrogens later. Again, he talks like the body is a vacuum. It just does this one thing, and then it's not dynamic. The body is dynamic.
The hidden cause number three is caffeine. Caffeine stimulates the adrenal glands, causing them to release stress hormones, which prepare your body to fight.
Mm-hmm.
Regular consumption can exhaust your adrenal glands, causing them to stop releasing adequate levels of essential hormones. And then he goes on to talk about insulin.
Which essential hormones are playing a role in estrogen dominance? He doesn't make – see, this is the other thing. He talks in halfway through and makes you – you have to go, oh, well, I guess that does this. How? Is it epinephrine, norepinephrine? Is it cortisol? Which of these play a role in estrogen dominance?
Inflammation increases oxidative stress and can result in a reduction of testosterone and progesterone, both of which are required in order to keep estrogen levels in check.
Very true. Very true. That's
okay.
True.
Number four, hidden cause, birth control pills. Birth control pills flood your body with synthetic estrogen that is both foreign and unnatural. You mm-hmm. agree with that?
Yeah. Yeah. But that's what they're trying to do, to throw
off
your...
And he goes on to talk about it. It causes estrogen dominance.
Right. But of course, that's the goal. The goal is to disrupt the hormone level so that you stop having a period and you stop making eggs. That's the whole purpose of that.
And the last one is animal products.
And not a word about soy. Not a single word about soy. It's just flabbergasts me.
Animal products are a major contributor to estrogen dominance. Are you kidding me?
He's a vegan.
What about all of the
soy.
Estrogens in the environment?
But what about soy? These are the people that they eat and drink soy all day long, and they think they're doing something healthy for their bodies. What about soy and the phytoestrogens in soy? Dr. Scott Connolly and I did a show 7 years ago where we looked at the amount of phytoestrogens in 100 grams of soy, and it's threefold more than the average HRT dose that a woman gets. And then you give your kid a couple glasses of that stuff a day, and then you wonder why your kid's growing titties.
So he says here, conventionally raised animals are even more harmful because they are injected with synthetic estrogens to fatten them up.
Well,
is that true?
That is partially true, but they give them trenbolone acetate, and they give them estradiol benzoate, and it definitely fattens the muscle up. There's no doubt. They do it usually for the last 6 weeks, but they have to stop. I think they could do it for 6 weeks, and then they have to stop, I think, don't hold me to this, 2 months before the animal's processed. They have to stop to get it out of their system. To get it out of their system. Now, are there trace amounts? Now, listen to this. Are there trace amounts of those hormones still in the flesh? Maybe. But you're eating a female friggin' animal. You don't think there's a lot of estrogen in a cow's flesh already just from its normal life? It's a female. See, this is a scare tactic of these guys. And really, Dr. Eric Braverman talks about estrogen dominance. He was the first person to talk about it. And there are specific symptoms and effects. Estrogen dominance, the brain is affected highly by estrogen dominance.
I have a problem with this. He says the fats found naturally in animal products also increases the conversion of healthful types of estrogen, such as estrone. Estrone is not a healthful type of estrogen.
No.
Estrone is known as the old lady estrogen.
Yes. Estrone is the one that's associated with ovarian cancers. Estradiol is the one associated with breast cancers. So, I mean, but look. There's no such thing as a healthy estrogen. They're not healthy. They're not unhealthy. They are only become problematic when other things are going wrong in the body.
And just so you know, Dr. D. Pasquale is coming on.
To talk about estrogen.
To talk about estrogens.
Yeah. And you know what? I'm going to pose these questions from the brilliant Dr. Nick Delgado to a guy who spent the past 40 years pioneering some of the original thoughts in hormones. From back in the day. So we're going to get to the bottom of that.
I think it's the second week of February. I'm looking right now. Okay, he's coming on February the 9th on that Thursday to talk about misconceptions of estrogens.
And this guy is a vegan shill. That's all he is. He's just a vegan shill. There's nothing else about it. When you read the articles he's written about being a vegan, you realize that he's lost all contact and touch with reality, and he's just forcing this agenda forward no matter what. He doesn't care. We have to take a break.
Lots more. Stay
Let's
tuned.
Talk about something funny. I want to go back to funny. I liked funny in the first segment. This was too heavy.
Okay.
All right. Stay tuned.
$4.6 million years of evolution gave us the blueprint for the perfect protein supplement for humans. So why do all protein supplement manufacturers ignore it? We don't. The first human-appropriate protein supplement is Thrive Advanced. Built around the blueprint of mother's milk, Thrive Advanced contains the amino acids, peptides, micronutrients, enzymes, probiotics, and vitamins that support protein absorption and assimilation. All of our dairy proteins come from happy cows on pastures here in the United States and are low-heat pasteurized. You'll never find any artificial sweeteners, additives, or ingredients. You won't even find thickeners or gums in Thrive Advanced. And we back up our label claims with post-production lab analysis that's available right on our website.
Visit superhumanradio.com and click the Thrive Advanced banner ad and use code SHR and save 50% off your entire order today.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 1-800-516-0514 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-516-0514 to take your call right now. Call 1-800-516-0514. That's 1-800-516-0514. Again, 1-800-516-0514.
Eat dessert again with the new 100% natural line of high-protein, low-carb Quest protein bars. I love lemon cream pie and strawberry cheesecake, but you can choose from chocolate peanut butter, coconut cashew, or cinnamon roll as well. No matter which one you try, you'll feel like you're eating dessert. But this is no ordinary dessert. With 20 grams of high-quality whey protein isolate, 17 grams of prebiotic fiber, and sweetened with stevia, these bars will make you feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest Protein Bar banner ad to learn more about these clean and delicious protein bars.
Hey, this is Carl. Start your day just like I do with a high-dose lipospheric vitamin C from Livon Labs. You too can benefit from Livon Labs' lipospheric delivery system. No more pills or powders. That's outdated technology. Livon Labs has the world's most efficient vitamin delivery system, period. Learn a lot more today at livonlabs.com and benefit from their new reduced pricing. That's livonlabs.com, L-I-V-O-N, labs.com.
There are a few products that I believe in the way I believe in CanSee eye drops. I've been using CanSee for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing.
Wow, that's an old commercial. The truth is I've been using CanSee eye drops for 11 years now, and I credit CanSee eye drops as being the reason that I do not need reading glasses at 58 years old. CanSee eye drops improves the quality and health of your eyes indefinitely. That's why I both use and endorse CanSee eye drops. Go to wisechoicemedicine.com and learn about how CanSee eye drops can improve the health of your eyes and the quality of your vision today.
Do you know how to properly use carbohydrates to ignite your performance in the field and in the gym? You will now, thanks to this free book by EFX Sports. The Carb User's Guide for Maximum Performance reveals why omitting carbohydrates from your diet can totally crush your gains. Ever wonder how many grams you need for your specific sport? Not anymore. We give you the critical number you need to dominate your competition. You'll even discover the super carb that's taking the athletic world by storm. You must try it to believe it. Go to getcarbolin.com/carb guide today and get your copy absolutely free. Once again, it's getcarbolin.com/carbguide.
Hey, this is Carl. I want to remind you of the importance of electrolytes. Because of all the workout supplements on the market today, I think electrolytes are the most important but the most overlooked. Check out the new Jigsaw Electrolyte Supreme. It contains a broad spectrum of electrolytes plus a few extra minerals and vitamins. The lemon-lime flavor tastes great, and it comes in single-serving packets that make it easy for you to take on the go. Visit superhumanradio.com and click the Jigsaw Electrolyte Supreme banner ad today and save 10% off your purchase.
Move over, superheroes. This is the Superhuman Channel.
Rhythm is a dancer, it's a soul's companion. People feel it everywhere.
Welcome back.
Lift your hands and voices.
Is that Fergie? No, right?
No. You ought to get that song from last night that we were listening to on there, on your music stuff.
Yeah. So, what do you want to talk about first, Alisa Profumo?
I want to talk about bad breath.
You know, you said you weren't going to say anything to anybody about that.
About what?
My bad breath.
Well, if you stop using those garlic pills, then you won't have bad breath. No, it's not your breath. It's coming out of your pores.
Yeah, I know. When I use too much of the garlic or eat garlic, I sometimes get a little too aggressive with the garlic and my food that I bring to the studio.
You think?
Yeah, I think so.
Okay, so sometimes when you don't have a... ultimately, you should brush your teeth after you eat.
And floss.
Sometimes you don't have the opportunity to do those things. So here are some alternatives to brushing or flossing after you eat. Water is first. Everybody has access to water typically.
So do you drink it? Do you spit it out?
I would spit it out.
Right?
Yeah, but so you put it in your mouth and you
swash
it around.
Yeah, like you're gargling with something and then you spit it out.
So also it says here that the bacteria in our mouths naturally release a foul gas as it goes about its job of keeping our bodies healthy and balanced. The saliva in your mouth actually prevents the release of gas from the bacteria.
Mm.
So anytime you have a dry mouth, more of the gas is released.
That's why dry mouths cause like that disgusting, it smells like wet paper bags, brown paper bags is what my mouth smells like.
So keeping your mouth hydrated keeps the bacteria from releasing the foul gas.
Now, if you're not getting a dry mouth from like a pharmaceutical drug that you're having to take, does it mean you're talking too much? Your mouth is just open way too often and it's drying out faster?
Could be.
Maybe I need to quiet down.
Okay, carrots or celery. So it says next time you're at a cocktail party and you don't have breath fresheners, you might want to grab some carrots or celery. It's like a toothbrush substitute. You're biting on it and the stimulation of the saliva production. But it will increase your saliva. But also, it's the mechanical of chewing. The hardness of the carrot and actually help to remove that bacteria.
Yeah, cleans the teeth. I have a technique for when I'm at a cocktail party and my breath smells really, really bad and I have to walk up to somebody and actually be close to them to talk to them to help correct the whole
Hopefully
breath.
You don't spit in their face.
No, I walk up to them and then as soon as I get in front of them, I fart. And the fart smells so bad that they don't even smell my breath any longer.
Okay, moving on. Tea, green tea specifically, green or black. Scientists have found that they have the polyphenols can prevent the growth of bacteria in the mouth that causes bad breath.
No wonder why and you know what? I got to say something. Of all the people that I've ever woken up next to in my life, you're the only person, God's honest truth, hand to God, right? You're the only person I've ever met in my life that in the morning doesn't have bad breath. In fact, your breath smells the same all the time, even when you wake up in the morning. There's the rare occasions.
When I've eaten something the
night
before.
Yeah, yeah, you know, the night before, if we've gone out to dinner and maybe eaten things that we normally wouldn't. But as a rule, I'd say 99% of the time, you're the only person I've ever met that whose breath does not smell in the morning. Seriously.
Interesting.
And you drink a lot of tea.
I do. I do drink a lot of tea. I also brush and floss my teeth.
Yeah.
I do too. Daily basis. Oh, I'm not saying you don't.
I do too. I
no
floss.
No need to be defensive.
Well, I thought you were saying that about me. What do you?
No. I get my teeth cleaned every 6 months. Some people would argue that that's not necessary, but you know what? I enjoy it, so I do it. And my insurance pays for it.
Well, and I'm going for a deep cleaning and scaling. The dentist said that my teeth really look great. My gums really look great. And if I go for this deep scaling on the 26th, they actually have to give me shots.
An injection.
Yeah, because she said that the pockets I used to have are almost completely gone. But if they could just get down there deep enough, she says that my gums will be perfect, like moving forward.
See what happens when you hang out with me?
Yeah, my teeth got better.
Okay, apples is another one, just like the carrots and the celery. The actual mechanical biting into the firm texture of the apple will help to remove the bacteria, scrubs the bacteria off the teeth. But also the polyphenols help to neutralize the odor produced by the bacteria in your mouth.
Does a candy apple count too? The red sugar-coated ones, the hard sugar?
I don't think so. Coffee.
That one I couldn't believe.
Only if it's black.
But see, so this is – Con Santori Davison and I have been going back and forth like for years now, right? I'm like, coffee sucks. He's like, Carl, you're doing it wrong. Got to drink it black. Don't put all that stuff in it. He drinks like a pot a day, the guy, right? His stomach never even bothers him.
I'm like, Con, no, man. Coffee sucks. It's no good for your stomach. You're drinking it wrong, Carl. So here's more proof that he's right.
Okay, so researchers at Tel Aviv University found that regular coffee without milk or cream can stop bad breath in its tracks. Coffee leaves most people a little dehydrated, so make sure to steer clear of the milk or creamer, which can be pungent.
But then don't you have coffee breath then? Is it really doing something, or your breath just smells like coffee now? Because most people, like when I do drink coffee, which is more rare now than anything else, and you'll say to me two things. You'll say, oh, I love the smell of coffee when I'm making a pot of it.
I do love the smell of coffee.
But then when I come and kiss you, you say your breath smells like coffee.
Well, I'm just articulating. I mean, it's not bad. It smells like coffee.
No, but this is my point. So does the guys at Tel Aviv, did they go, oh, look, my breath doesn't smell anymore? No, but it smells like coffee now.
Okay, and so the last one is parsley. I can remember my mother used to eat parsley. Just chew the parsley that was garnishing the meal. A recent study found certain enzymes in parsley to help neutralize garlic breath. So we need to get some parsley.
Yeah.
Also, this is not on this list, but I've read about fennel seed.
Yes.
Fennel seed.
Chew it like chewing gum.
Chewing fennel seed like you would chew gum, and it's supposed to help neutralize the enzymes also.
It makes your mouth smell like anise. I wanted to be careful how I said that because it could have sounded like anus. It makes your mouth smell like anise. But the problem with fennel seeds that I've found, because I've done this, is they will get stuck in between your teeth if you're not careful, if you're like really chewing it aggressively. You got to like let it soften up, leave it in your mouth for a while, let the saliva soften up before you start chewing it. Otherwise, you'll jam one right in between a tooth and take all day to get it out.
And so then the last thing I want to say about bad breath is there are some people who have progressed from having bacteria that causes gingivitis into periodontitis, which is infections in the gum, and that's a whole different smell. And if you've ever smelled somebody that has that smell, you know what it is.
You know, so you know when you've smelled somebody who has this smell. I've smelled it, right?
Mm-hmm.
I used to have a vice president of sales for a company I worked for, and whenever we would talk, I would dread that I would have to stand close to him and talk because his breath smelled so bad. It smelled like decaying, dying flesh to me. And like, so you know this person. This is the person where you walk up to them and say hello, and when they start talking, you take a step back.
That's periodontitis or periodontal disease, and that person needs to go have either gum surgery or the deep scaling like you just discussed.
You know, start drinking Clorox. I got to tell a joke since you said parsley. It's a kind of an adult joke, but I'm going to clean it up because this is a family-friendly show.
Okay.
Since you were talking about parsley and why and the fact that it can actually be good for your breath. What's the difference between parsley, and here's the part where I'm going to clean it up. What's the difference between parsley and another word that starts with a P that is synonymous with a woman's body? What's the difference between those two?
I'm not sure. You're going to tell me, though.
Nobody eats parsley.
Okay.
I said it was an adult joke, and I was going to clean it up. Those out there who understand can put the words together, know what I'm saying. That's all.
All right, so moving on. When I say moving on, you know.
Actually, Elisa wants to run right now. She wants to go in the bathroom and wash her hands right now because she feels dirty.
I do not. That's not true.
I'm just kidding.
Okay, so I guess the Met, the museum.
Metropolitan Museum.
Right. In New York, they now have a new workout class. It's called the Museum Workout. It's a 45-minute physical journey that spans 2 miles of the Metropolitan Museum of Art before opening hours.
Wow, that's kind of cool.
So if we go to New York, or when we go to New York, I'd like to do that.
Yeah, I could do that. That's
would
easy.
You do that?
Yeah, because it's going to be all Tai Chi and stuff, right? There's nobody bench pressing in there, a dead squat. Yeah, so
no.
we're deadlifting. We're dropping 800 pounds on the marble floor at the Met today. Come on by.
No, it is more of speed walking, trotting, marching, snaking through the museum.
Snaking.
Dancing.
Oh, I got to see that. I want to do the snaking. I can only imagine what people kind of moving their bodies.
Slithering.
Yeah, right.
Slithering.
Snake. I want to snake through the Metropolitan Museum. That's what I want to
dancing do. Side by side. When objects like a terracotta monument carved with angel obstruct their path, they diverge like hand-holding lovers separated by an oncoming crowd.
So let me get this straight. They call this exercising at the Met and not playing kooky crazy games at the Met?
It says, make no mistake, this is a workout. Your body will perspire, your heart rate will rise, and you'll shed any light layers.
Yeah.
So that's, according to them, a workout. But you know, like I said to you before we even started the show, it would be fun. Yeah. It's a novelty.
Just
to do it one time. To, you know, and you're like, if you're there in New York, you're visiting. What a great way to see the museum.
If we do it, we will video it or do a Facebook Live while we're doing it, because I'm sure there's going to be a lot of people, including myself, looking very, very stupid doing these things. So it'll be there'll be a lot of entertainment value in that if we can do it.
Well, so we're planning to go in October, so maybe we could pre-plan this.
Yeah, that'll be cool. Yes. Let's do that. All right, we're going to take a break. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Never before has an anti-estrogen been so powerful. The triazole formula is built on a potent, all-natural aromatase inhibitor called Pizol, which has been shown in clinical trial to be as effective as a leading prescription aromatase inhibitor. Pizol works in concert with the rest of the triazole formula to control estrogen while simultaneously boosting testosterone significantly. In fact, one of triazole's testers had a 120% increase in total testosterone and a 257% increase in free testosterone. Triazole is available at bodybuilding.com, NutriPlanet.com, or where finer supplements are sold. For more information, check out GetDS.com.
Hey, this is Carl. Start your day just like I do with a high-dose lipospheric vitamin C from Livon Labs. You too can benefit from Livon Labs' lipospheric delivery system. No more pills or powders. That's outdated technology. Livon Labs has the world's most efficient vitamin delivery system, period. Learn a lot more today at LivonLabs.com and benefit from their new reduced pricing. That's LivonLabs.com, L-I-V-O-N Labs.com.
Now, the number one best-selling non-hormonal anabolic agent at PredatorNutrition.com. Progenadrex has established itself as the category killer. If you're having difficulty gaining muscle while staying lean, you owe it to yourself to try Progenadrex. 100% of store reviews rated it at 5 stars, the highest possible ranking. And today, right now, there are guys pouring their hearts out in the gym with little or nothing to show for it. Don't waste any more time. Go to PredatorNutrition.com today and get Progenadrex, the world's absolute best drug-free muscle gainer.
Ever feel like you want something crunchy? From the company that gave us the Quest Protein Bar, now comes the Quest High Protein Potato Chips. With 21 grams of high-quality protein and only 5 grams of carbs and no artificial ingredients. Just like Quest bars, you'll feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest High Protein Potato Chip banner ad today and get ready to be satisfied. Thanks to Quest Nutrition, chips just aren't what they used to be.
There are a few products that I believe in the way I believe in CanSee eye drops. I've been using CanSee for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing.
Wow, that's an old commercial. The truth is, I've been using CanSee eye drops for 11 years now, and I credit CanSee eye drops as being the reason that I do not need reading glasses at 58 years old. CanSee eye drops improve the quality and health of your eyes indefinitely. That's why I both use and endorse CanSee eye drops. Go to wisechoicemedicine.com and learn about how CanSee eye drops can improve the health of your eyes and the quality of your vision today.
Do you know how to properly use carbohydrates to ignite your performance in the field and in the gym? You will now, thanks to this free book by EFX Sports. The Carb User's Guide for Maximum Performance reveals why omitting carbohydrates from your diet can totally crush your gains. Ever wonder how many grams you need for your specific sport? Not anymore. We give you the critical number you need to dominate your competition. You'll even discover the super carb that's taking the athletic world by storm. You must try it to believe it. Go to getcarbolin.com/carb guide today and get your copy absolutely free. Once again, it's getcarbolin.com/carbguide.
New Mass Pro Synthesis. Synthogen X2 just upped its own legendary game.
game. To distance itself even further from the rest of the pack, Synthogen X2 now has double the key active ingredients. If you've ever wondered what steroid-like recovery feels like, Synthogen X2 delivers. See why others compare it favorably to powerful bodybuilding drugs at Synthogen.com. Mass Pro Synthogen. When you train with it, you'll gain with it.
This is the Superhuman Channel. Evolution just got kicked up a notch.
Welcome back. All right, so I want to play something funny and then we'll talk about it. Okay? So
hold okay.
on. Let me get this set up here and turn that on, and hopefully I get the volume set right.
Here is something none of my predecessors ever got a chance to say.
That's not it.
Welcome to the White House.
How do I stop
the World Series champion.
That's not what I wanted. Hold on a second. This is what happens when you have these videos online. They change on you, like while you're trying to watch something. Here we go. This should be it. We may have to listen to a commercial now. I have no choice.
Well, or
maybe not. Maybe not. Hold
we
on.
Can just talk about the story.
Okay. Yeah, let's just talk about the story. So there is a class action lawsuit. Con Santori Davison sent this to me. There's a class action lawsuit going on because if you've purchased milk or milk products in the past 14 years, you are owed money. Because they just found out that in an effort to fix prices of dairy, that dairy farmers around the country have regularly been killing their cows to create a supply and demand issue.
And this, kidding me.
No, there's about... Here, hold on. Here it is. Here.
You bought milk within the last 14 years in one of 15 states or D.C., you may be eligible for a cash payout of up to $70. It's all thanks to a class action lawsuit against the dairy industry about fixing milk prices. Specifically, the lawsuit accuses milk producers of artificially inflating milk prices by killing up to 500,000 cows to lower the supply of milk while keeping costs high. A court recently ordered dairy companies to pay damages of $52 million, according to a report by Munchies. So how do you get paid? If you're a milk drinker and live in or have lived in these eligible states at any point since 2003, it's not just milk that earns you a cash reward, but other milk products like cottage cheese, cream cheese, half and half, sour cream, or yogurt. All you gotta do is check a box on the website boughtmilk.com, swearing that you purchased any of these products. The same website is where you'll submit a claim. The deadline is January 31st. Refunds of $45 to $70 will be given, although the amount you receive depends on how many people apply for the cash. According to the official website, there's a chance the payout could end up being $30 or lower. But don't have a cow, it's still free money. I'm Sean Dowling for Buzz 60. Now you know, pass it on.
So we can't do it because Kentucky is not one of the states participating.
Why is that? Kentucky's never, like, included in anything other than the bad lists of things.
I know.
So the other states were Arizona, California, District of Columbia, Kansas.
Yeah, of course D.C. would be in there, right? All the politicians want their money back for the milk that they bought.
Kansas, Massachusetts, Missouri, Nebraska, Nevada, New Hampshire, Oregon, South Dakota, Tennessee, Vermont, West Virginia, and Wisconsin. So if you live in those states, go to boughtmilk.com and submit a claim. It says here that cash awards up to $70 for individuals or hundreds of dollars for organizations.
The truth is, for the past 14 years, I was thinking, I don't drink a lot of milk as a rule, and I drink milk seasonally. And for the past 14 years, for the past 19 years, I've drank raw milk when I drank milk. So I wouldn't even, this doesn't even pertain to me anyway.
No proof of purchase is necessary.
Yeah, I'll do that anyway. I'm going to do it anyway.
We're in Kentucky.
I know. I'm joking. So there you go. Interesting.
So I can't believe they were doing that. They were killing their cows to reduce the herd size.
Yeah. Yeah, it's all about supply and demand, all businesses. When you have, when it's a commodity. Milk is a commodity. So when I had Dr. Ron Schmidt on my show 10 years ago in 2006 doing the Untold Story of Milk show about why we drink pasteurized milk today, and it's really a shame, I mean, what happened. But not to get into that, we talked about the fact that the grocery stores like Kroger's, milk is the most important thing they carry. because it spoils, it's perishable, and everybody drinks it. So everybody goes to the grocery store to get milk on their, milk is like, oh, the first, okay, I'm gonna go to get milk. Oh, if you're gonna go to get milk, go ahead and get this. They know that milk brings people into the store and then they buy other things while they're there. Milk is probably the most important commodity, to grocery stores worldwide because of the fact that everybody drinks it and it goes bad, you know, 6, 7, 8 days. Every week you gotta go to the store and get more milk.
But it's not just milk. It's also as if you eat yogurt, cheese,
for the
cottage
for that.
Cheese for that.
No,
too.
I know, but I'm talking about Dr. Yes. Ron Schmidt, and you know, you don't think when he said he was saying to me, look, if you don't think that there's a reason that they're controlling dairy, that they control the reason that they're keeping small family farms from selling milk, is because if people start buying milk at small family farms, they just don't go to the grocery store that week. Interesting.
It is interesting.
So. Okay, we can actually go ahead and take our last break of the hour now, and we've got lots more good things to talk about. You want to give a peek into what we're going to talk about when we come back?
Well, I want to stay on the theme of dairy and milk when we come back.
Okay, let's do that real fast. We'll be right back.
Quest Keto is making the ketogenic lifestyle more delicious and more convenient than ever. The high-fat, moderate-protein, low-carb keto diet has earned a reputation for being complicated. Quest Keto has changed all of that by offering sweet and savory snacks and an entire line of ready-to-go ketogenic meals. They've taken the guesswork out of it for you. From keto cinnamon rolls, pizza, crackers, and more, you can enjoy it all and experience the benefits of this nutritious approach anytime, anywhere. Thanks to Quest Keto. Go to QuestKeto.com to order your meals today.
AnabolicMinds.com is the premier website for credible information on building muscle, burning fat, supplementation, and more. With over 100,000 active registered members and over 2.5 million posts, it's one of the largest communities on the internet to get help and answers to your questions. It's also the place that the official Superhuman Radio Forum is hosted. Visit AnabolicMinds.com today and get into the action. AnabolicMinds.com. Learn. Teach. Lead.
Mitochondrial uncoupling is the holy grail of fat loss. Making mitochondria work harder raises body temperature and metabolic rate without the jitters of stimulants. Now there is an over-the-counter mitochondrial uncoupler that will let you shred your body down to the last pounds of body fat. It's Trojan Horse. This is the supplement breakthrough of the decade. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Trojan Horse banner ad. Use coupon code SHR and save 20% off your order today. BlackstoneLabs.com. Trojan Horse.
AnabolicMinds.com is the premier website for credible information on building muscle, burning fat, supplementation, and more. With over 100,000 active registered members and over 2.5 million posts, it's one of the largest communities on the internet to get help and answers to your questions. It's also the place that the official Superhuman Radio Forum is hosted. Visit AnabolicMinds.com today and get into the action. AnabolicMinds.com. Learn. Teach. Lead.
New Mass Pro Synthogen X2 just upped its own legendary game. To distance itself even further from the rest of the pack, Synthogen X2 now has double the key active ingredients. If you've ever wondered what steroid-like recovery feels like, Synthogen X2 delivers. See why others compare it favorably to powerful bodybuilding drugs at Synthogen.com. Mass Pro Synthogen. When you train with it, you'll gain with it.
This is Ben Gordon, and if your teeth are stained from coffee, tea, or smoking, Power Swabs is the answer. In 5 minutes, you'll see 2 shades whiter teeth, and in 7 days, 6 shades. There's no messy strips or trays that you have to leave in your mouth for an hour. Just swab your teeth for 5 minutes, and you're done. To try Power Swabs, call 1-800-291-5140. Your bright white smile will have your friends talking about how great you look. Try it risk-free. 1-800-291-5140. That's 1-800-291-5140.
4.6 million years of evolution gave us the blueprint for the perfect protein supplement for humans. So why do all protein supplement manufacturers ignore it? We don't. The first human-appropriate protein supplement is Thrive Advanced. Built around the blueprint of mother's milk, Thrive Advanced contains the amino acids, peptides, micronutrients, enzymes, probiotics, and vitamins that support protein absorption and assimilation. All of our dairy proteins come from happy cows on pastures here in the United States.
and are low heat pasteurized. You'll never find any artificial sweeteners, additives, or ingredients. You won't even find thickeners or gums in Thrive Advanced. And we back up our label claims with post-production lab analysis that's available right on our website. Visit superhumanradio.com and click the Thrive Advanced banner ad and use code SHR and save 50% off your entire order today.
You're listening to the Superhuman Channel. Don't hate us because we feel good.
Galvanize. Welcome back.
So, evidently...
Staying with milk, right?
Yes. In Alaska, there has been a bill that would introduced that would end raw milk prohibition. It would make the sale of raw milk legal in the state of Alaska. Currently, it's illegal throughout the United States as a way to prop up the dairy industry. According to the new bill that was introduced into legislature, it would allow individuals to sell raw milk in the state if a person may sell raw milk product to a final consumer if the principal display panel on the raw milk product prominently states that the raw milk product is not pasteurized and may cause health concerns, and if the person complies with any state requirements for the sale of raw milk that do not conflict with this section.
That's great. What I ask is, how many dairy cows do they have in Alaska? Probably not many. That's why they're willing to do this. You know, they're not talking about losing a lot of money in milk, I bet.
The person who introduced the legislation said the topic of raw milk sales can be controversial, but I believe consumers should have the choice if they want, and this bill creates opportunities for small-scale direct purchases.
I think it's wonderful. The rest of the country should do the same. So you know what will happen?
The FDA, of course, is against the distribution of raw milk, and they don't want raw milk finding its way to consumers.
Yeah, because they're brilliant. They know everything.
It's the FDA's position that raw milk should never be consumed.
You know, you must read the book, The Story, The Untold Story of Milk, to understand the flimflam behind pasteurized milk. If you haven't heard it before, here's the Reader's Digest version. Raw and pasteurized milk has been the standard for thousands of years. It's written about in the Bible, the land of milk and honey. They wouldn't have written about it in the Bible if it killed some people and other people it didn't. The idea of the land and milk and honey is supposed to identify abundance. So everything is fine until the mid-1800s. The companies with all the money were the liquor distilleries. You used to get your milk delivered from the farmer near your home. The liquor distilleries had a problem. Every time they made booze, they had all this corn and rye and wheat and all this stuff. They call it mash. It's a problem they still have today. Farmers buy it sometimes to feed it to their animals. So the distilleries realized that they were selling some of this stuff to the farmers to feed to their cows. And so they said, well, we'll just go into the milk business. We already put booze in bottles. What's the difference? We put milk in bottles. So the distilleries on the East Coast got into the milk production business. And lo and behold, they killed about 1,800 people. And you can look it up. It's called the Swill Milk, S-W-I-L-L, the Swill Milk Epidemic. And it was in New York. Children, babies, and mothers. I guess men didn't drink a lot of milk back then. So instead of the government putting the distilleries out, saying, get out of the dairy business. We've had no problems for 1,000 years. You guys get into the business and people are dying, because the distilleries had all the money and they were paying for the politicians. They said, look, give us a chance to figure this out. And they heard about pasteurization and Louis Pasteur. And they said, let's try pasteurizing the milk. And they did. And it killed the pathogens and it improved the shelf life. It doubled the shelf life. So it lasted longer. And they said, hey, you know what? We can now deliver milk that lasts longer. We can deliver milk farther. We're in the city. We're close to the people. They'll buy the milk from us. It'll last twice as long. And they put the family farmers out of business. But what they didn't realize is they destroyed everything that was good about milk. So when the FDA tells this story about how they're against raw milk and they act real noble, they are just protecting a horrible, horrible derailment of nutrition in the United States that started right around the turn of the century, the 1900s, when the distilleries decided to kill about 1,800 people. So don't tell me that they're noble and their cause is to protect people. It's not. It's to protect an industry, that a commodity that is probably one of the largest commodities in the world. I mean, they do fine with, look, the UK, they have vending machines with raw milk. So what are you telling me, though? The UK doesn't care about their people? Only the FDA cares about us? Come on, cut it out. People are drinking raw milk all over the world. No one's dying. We don't need the FDA to protect us. Trust me. They don't protect anybody but the people that they do business with.
Okay, so I guess Tom Vilsack, who we have talked about many times on the show, he was the Secretary of Agriculture during the Obama administration. He left that position about a week ago. He left early and has taken a new position as the head of the Dairy Council.
Now, keep in mind that as the head of the Agricultural Department, he oversaw the Dairy Council. And he was responsible for millions of dollars being given, government dollars, your tax dollars, whether you wanted them to be given to them or not. Tom Vilsack decided who got government money from the USDA. And one of the organizations that got literally tens and maybe hundreds of millions of dollars over the years from the USDA that he oversaw is the same company, the Dairy Council, that he's now going to work for.
The USDA doesn't just regulate the U.S. Dairy Export Council. I mean, the same industry that the U.S. Dairy Export Council represents. It also is a substantial funder of the group.
Bingo. So when you want to get mad about politics and politicians, this revolving door where people go into public service only to leave public service and go and get high-paying jobs that will never be offered to you or your children because of their connections in politics. And this is disgusting that a guy like Vilsack can go to work for that agency. It's disgusting.
I think Vilsack used to work for Monsanto,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, he did. I don't know if he was the attorney for Monsanto or he was the head lobby for Monsanto, but he's worked for Monsanto. I'm sure he's still working for Monsanto in some capacity.
The person that was in that position before it was paid $875,203.
So almost $1 million a year he's
for that
getting.
Position.
Yeah. Thanks. He bought that position when he was the head of the USDA. He basically bought that position by favoring them and doing things for them, I'm sure. Come on. We're not stupid. We know how this works. Shame on him.
They shouldn't be allowed to go through that revolving door.
If you've worked for the government, you shouldn't be able to go to work for any company or industry you provided oversight for maybe 5 years would be fair, because everything changes in 5 years, so you're not walking in with a distinct advantage. You're actually starting from scratch because industries move on so quickly 5 years later. And your value would be lost because you're buying political power when you hire somebody who is the head of an agency that provided oversight to your industry. You're buying political power. So you really want them coming right out of the job because all their coworkers are still there. They're going to interface with their coworkers on your behalf now. No, it shouldn't be. Absolutely not.
I'm just trying to find, I'm looking to see what he did for Monsanto. I couldn't find it quick enough, though.
Did you just Google Vilsack Monsanto?
I did. So anyway, I'll find it during the break. Right. Did you want to talk about that supplement that I want to talk about?
Activagen?
No. The poly, Let me find it.
Oh, pignogenol.
Yeah. Pignogenol. Pignogenol is a supplement that can boost your collagen. Is that correct?
Well, that's what they're talking about. Pignogenol is used for a variety of other things. I can't remember if it was for fat or a testosterone booster, but I've heard about pignogenol for a long time. It's from pine bark, right?
It's from branded pine bark extract. Pignogenol is a branded pine bark extract, which has great antioxidant properties. It protects the collagen matrix from free radicals and increases skin stability during healing. So, if you want to keep your collagen intact, should you take this?
That's what it says.
I'm asking your opinion.
If it really does that, yes, absolutely. It keeps your collagen from breaking down. Yeah, if it really does that.
I think I'm going to try this and see if it works.
I'm looking to see what pignogenol does for physical activity. It looks like it increases physical activity and endurance.
Really?
Mm-hmm. And apparently it produces nitric oxide. It's actually a nitric oxide precursor. So, the pump. Yep, that's what it does. It stimulates the enzyme endothelial nitric oxide synthase, ENOS, for enhanced generation of nitric oxide from the precursor molecule L-arginine. So you would take this and L-arginine, and it would increase nitric oxide production. Great pre-workout.
L-arginine.
Yeah. Elise is writing it down. She's going to add it to her supplements.
I'm going
to
add this pignogenol and L-arginine to my supplements.
You know, you either pronounce it pignogenol or pignosenol.
So,
you didn't even laugh.
Well, I'm moving on. So okay. What do you think about ashwagandha?
A lot of people swear that it's really good, again, for athletic performance.
It's an adaptogen.
Yeah. Rhodiola, ashwagandha. A lot of these adaptogens, people hold them in very high regard. They've been around forever.
It says it's an amazing for reducing stress while strengthening our bodies to properly regulate adrenal issues and adrenal system.
Yeah. I mean, a lot of that stuff came from Ayurvedic medicine. So it's been like millions of people over thousands of years, and they all got the same results. So it's almost like a kind of unrefined study, if you will.
So I know we've talked about milk thistle before, but just to revisit it,
Silmarin.
I've been using milk thistle because I started using it again. I read an article, that blog post from Subversity that Adele wrote.
What did it say that it does? It helps you lose weight.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because it improves liver function. The liver plays a large role in getting fat out of the body. You know,
milk thistle works double duty, detoxifying your liver and fighting inflammation.
But I believe Anthony Roberts and I did a show many years ago where he found several good studies that showed that milk thistle may block the androgen receptor, which means that if you're using drugs or your normal testosterone that you're producing itself may make it less effective.
So if you're on HRT?
Yeah.
You should
I have to dig up the research on that, but I believe that Silmarin has been shown to has an affinity to the androgen receptor, and it can actually block the uptake of androgens. So it would make your HRT less effective, most likely.
I need to find out about that.
Yeah.
Since I am on HRT, obviously.
Yeah.
So there was one more.
Okay.
Alpha lipoic acid increases the production of glutathione.
Well, N-acetylcysteine then. I mean, alpha lipoic acid increase glutathione production the most is N-acetylcysteine. It's a direct precursor to glutathione.
Why not just take glutathione?
Well, if you don't know where to get it, like we do.
From Live On Labs.
Yeah, you don't know where to get it like we do.
It says that it can also help with pulling heavy metals from the body.
Alpha lipoic acid?
Yes.
Interesting.
Having too much in your system can show up on your skin. The heavy metals, I don't know, maybe in the form of acne.
So I want to talk about skin. We have to take a break. When we come back, I want to talk about skin because I want to talk about the article that you found about supplements that are good for your skin. But I want to talk about...
That's what we were just talking about.
No, I know, but I want to talk about a theory. Oh, do you want to go on with the list, in other words?
No.
I want to talk about a theory about skin cancer that plays nicely into this discussion about skin quality.
Okay,
so we're going to take a quick commercial break. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Eat dessert again with the new 100% natural line of high-protein, low-carb Quest protein bars. I love lemon cream pie and strawberry cheesecake, but you can choose from chocolate peanut butter, coconut cashew, or cinnamon roll as well. No matter which one you try, you'll feel like you're eating dessert. But this is no ordinary dessert. With 20 grams of high-quality whey protein isolate, 17 grams of prebiotic fiber, and sweetened with stevia, these bars will make you feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest Protein Bar banner ad to learn more about these clean and delicious protein bars.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 1-800-516-0514 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-516-0514 to take your call right now. Call 1-800-516-0514. That's 1-800-516-0514. Again, 1-800-516-0514.
AnabolicMinds.com is the premier website for credible information on building muscle, burning fat, supplementation, and more. With over 100,000 active registered members and over 2.5 million posts, it's one of the largest communities on the internet to get help and answers to your questions. It's also the place that the official Superhuman Radio Forum is hosted. Visit AnabolicMinds.com today and get into the action. AnabolicMinds.com. Learn. Teach. Lead.
This is Ben Gordon, and if your teeth are stained from coffee, tea, or smoking, Power Swabs is the answer. In 5 minutes, you'll see 2 shades whiter teeth, and in 7 days, 6 shades. There's no messy strips or trays that you have to leave in your mouth for an hour. Just swab your teeth for 5 minutes, and you're done. To try Power Swabs, call 1-800-291-5140. Your bright white smile will have your friends talking about how great you look. Try it risk-free. 1-800-291-5140. That's 1-800-291-5140.
Now, the number one best-selling non-hormonal anabolic agent at PredatorNutrition.com. Progenadrex has established itself as the category killer. If you're having difficulty gaining muscle while staying lean, you owe it to yourself to try Progenadrex. 100% of store reviews rated it at 5 stars, the highest possible ranking. And today, right now, there are guys pouring their hearts out in the gym with little or nothing to show for it. Don't waste any more time. Go to PredatorNutrition.com today and get Progenadrex, the world's absolute best drug-free muscle gainer.
Do you know how to properly use carbohydrates to ignite your performance in the field and in the gym? You will now, thanks to this free book by EFX Sports. The Carb User's Guide for Maximum Performance reveals why omitting carbohydrates from your diet can totally crush your gains. Ever wonder how many grams you need for your specific sport? Not anymore. We give you the critical number you need to dominate your competition. You'll even discover the super carb that's taking the athletic world by storm. You must try it to believe it. Go to getcarbolin.com/carb guide today and get your copy absolutely free. Once again, it's getcarbolin.com/carbguide.
Never before has an anti-estrogen been so powerful. The triazole formula is built on a potent, all-natural aromatase inhibitor called Pizole, which has been shown in clinical trial to be as effective as a leading prescription aromatase inhibitor. Pizole works in concert with the rest of the triazole formula to control estrogen while simultaneously boosting testosterone significantly. In fact, one of triazole's testers had a 120% increase in total testosterone and a 257% increase in free testosterone. Triazole is available at bodybuilding.com, NutriPlanet.com, or where finer supplements are sold. For more information, check out getds.com.
This is the Superhuman Channel.
evolution just got kicked up a notch.
Welcome back. So we're talking about skin going into the break.
Okay.
We're talking about supplements that are good for your skin. For a long time, I've thought about skin cancer. Some people get it, some people don't. There's a lot of contradictions. So the doctors, the dermatologists, they tell you stay out of the sun. That's what causes skin cancer. But there are people who live by the equator that are in the sun all the time, and they don't have near the rate of skin cancer in their population per capita than we do here in the United States. So that kind of makes you think, when you're a critical thinker and you just don't believe blindly and stuff, you ask yourself the question, if sun causes skin cancer, why don't the people who live near the equator have a higher rate of skin cancer? Why do those same people, when they move to the United States, all of a sudden they start developing skin cancers? And these are facts. And so I've thought a lot about it. And I've thought a lot about carotenoids. Carotenoids are a form of antioxidant that specifically go to the skin. Certain carotenoids can improve your ability to tan, like astaxanthin and canthaxanthin, right? If carotenoids can go to your skin, that means other things that you eat go to your skin as well, right?
Yes.
Stay with me, because I'm sewing this together as I go. People who have gut problems and liver problems have a lot more, let's say, hostile molecules floating around their skin, floating around their bodies, making its way to their skin. People with gut problems always have rosacea, redness in the face, red chests. They have red skin because those toxins that are not being properly digested and are making its way into the blood have to escape either through urination, elimination, or perspiration through the skin. And so some amount of these toxins that actually lead to things like autoimmune disorders make it into the skin. When you expose that person who is A, devoid of the type of antioxidants that typically inhabit the skin, combined with the type of things that shouldn't be in their skin at all because they should be contained in the digestive tract and not escaping, you put them in the sun, that's where skin cancer comes from. That's my theory. That's my belief. I don't think I'm using the word theory right. Alex Leaf would correct me and say, Carl, that's not a theory. That's a hypothesis. That's it. That's my hypothesis. And that's why we look at the, sun causes cancer. Yes, sun causes cancer to people who have the wrong things stored in their skin and not enough of the right things. That's it.
And so what are the right things?
Well,
vitamin D?
No. Well, you're getting vitamin D if you're not using stupid sunblock, number one.
Right.
No, but eating a broad spectrum of healthy vegetables. I mean, I'm eating a pound of broccoli and a pound of spinach a day now. I'm eating mushrooms every single day. Like, if you're not getting all these things, you use that Green Defense.
Yes, I've been using the Green Defense. I love that.
I forget to use it every day.
It has chlorophyll in it.
That stuff.
Oh, chlorophyll was another one of the supplements that you should use for your
skin.
For your skin health.
So carotenoids go out to the skin. Beta carotene, all these carotenoids, they go out to the skin. They stay in the skin. They're antioxidants. This, you know, when you have something in your skin that doesn't belong there and it gets baked by the sun, it gets oxidized. So you have antioxidants to quench those free radicals in the skin. When you don't have the right things in your diet, you have only the wrong things in your diet, those metabolites and those actually undigested components that also cause autoimmune disorders get into your skin, and then you bake your skin and you get skin cancer. That's my theory.
So eat the colors of the rainbow.
Eat the colors of the rainbow.
Red peppers, yellow peppers, green spinach, leafy green, dark leafy kale.
But eat a lot of it. You got to eat a lot of it. A pound of spinach is nothing. A pound of broccoli is nothing. A pound of onions.
Well, what if you can't eat that much? Then take the Green's Defense.
Yes, absolutely.
Okay, so I want to talk about the Queen, the Queen's former doctor.
The Queen who, oh, by the way, drinks raw and pasteurized milk.
Who drinks and has bees on her land.
Right, and is in her 90s and really is, in
and
great shape.
Like 95, isn't it? Her husband is 95.
Yeah.
Queen Elizabeth II's former doctor, Sir Richard Thompson, is fed up with Big Pharma, for-profit machine, and he's calling them out on it. He's the former president of the Royal College of Physicians, and he was the Queen's doctor for over 20 years. He's now part of a group who's calling out Big Pharma for their injustices and criminal acts. Here, this is a quote. The time has come for a full and open public inquiry into the way evidence of the efficacy of drugs is obtained and revealed. There is real danger that some current drug treatments are less effective than had previously been thought.
So, remember a few years ago,
he highlights the often weak and sometimes murky basis on the efficacy of drugs, particularly in the elderly. And then he goes on to talk about vaccines, statins, and SSRIs.
Interesting. So remember when I tried to get that petition to circulate, because I believe that vaccines should fall under the same guidelines as other pharmaceutical drugs, and potential side effects should be published. They're not, because they're considered biologics. They don't have to do that. So the assumption is that vaccines are exclusively safe. Whether they're effective or not, they're not going to hurt you. And we know that that's not true any longer. We know that there are things that they've hurt people, period, end of story. The FDA should require vaccine manufacturers to say, these are the dangers. This, you know, when they do a Walgreens does a flu shot ad, they go, come and get your flu shot for $25. They should say, flu shots have been linked to this and that and this and that and this and that and diarrhea.
They don't
this
have
and,
to.
No.
They don't have to.
The FDA needs. So what he's saying here is he wants them to have to step up and be held accountable for these vaccines. I love that. And just real quick, this new administration has formed a vaccine commission to overview what's been going on with vaccines. I can only hope that they get to something. More importantly, what did Dr. Thompson say about SSRIs? This is amazing. Listen to this.
SSRI meds have been linked to almost every mass shooting, yet the cycle of prescribing them on a massive level continues.
Listen to this, guy.
They've been linked to almost every mass shooting, and they're wondering why we have escalated events of mass shootings.
So NRA should be, they should be on this board here. They should be on this train. They should be going, every time there's a shooting, we need to know if that person was on SSRI before you, because look, they're using trucks, they're using knives. The weapon isn't the issue. It's when the person decides to start killing. And so I really think that this is an important distinction, and we don't get this in the United States. When someone does a mass shooting, they never mention, oh, he was on SSRIs. They never say anything about that. What if the SSRIs are the link to all these mass shootings?
He also says that Big Pharma has proven to fail on statins and heartburn medications, yet these products are still advertising to the masses, and they're being recommended to patients without any acknowledgement of their failures.
So the FDA on one hand says, we hope that raw milk never gets in the hands of anybody because it's dangerous and harmful. And then on the other hand, we found out that statins don't work. How many years ago people still get heart attacks? How many years ago they're linked to dementia? How many years ago? And they sit on their hands and they have no opinion of that at all. Where's their position on statins? They should be saying statins are dangerous. Don't take them if your doctor prescribes them.
Okay. Just to, expand a little bit on what you said about the new commission on vaccine safety. Love him or hate him, politics out of this.
Right.
He's commissioned a new vaccine safety and scientific integrity group, and he's
committee,
and he's named Robert F. Kennedy Jr. as the head of it.
Right. That's wonderful. You know what? At the least, they should require vaccine manufacturers to post the potential side effects of vaccines. At the least, it's informed consent. Every parent should be able to make the decision and weigh the and make the decision based on weighing out the facts, and the facts are being withheld.
Kennedy said the purpose would be to make sure we have scientific integrity in the vaccine process for efficacy and safety.
Keyword safety.
And safety.
Keyword safety.
Excuse me.
It's okay. Yeah, really, really interesting. Really interesting stuff. And I love this doctor. And the UK is just like the US, man. They're getting the message there. Pharmaceutical drugs suck. They hurt more people than they help. You know who I have great respect for? Surgeons. Surgeons. You know, back in the day, if you got run over by a tractor, you died from it because your leg was crushed. Unless somebody decided to cut it off for you. Surgeons are real answers to medicine. They put people back together. And once you're back together, you're on your own again. It's not like you got to go see your surgeon every month for the next 30 years to stay alive. This whole pharmaceutical agenda is dirty. It's very, very dirty because they capitalize on not telling people the truth about what's causing their diseases and keeping them in the dark so that they have to take these pills that mask their side effects.
When you just said that about cutting limbs off, it made me think of, we're watching this new series on Netflix about
Versailles.
And the female doctor, they brought a patient in and she just took a saw.
Yeah.
And sawed the man's leg off.
Yeah, they put a rag in his mouth. Four guys came over and held him down.
They took a belt and cut off
the
circulation.
They created a tourniquet up in his crotch and they just cut the leg off above the knee, right above the knee.
I couldn't watch.
You couldn't watch. How do you think he felt laying there? But anyway, all right, we got to take a break. We'll be right back.
You know how to properly use carbohydrates to ignite your performance in the field and in the gym? You will now, thanks to this free book by EFX Sports. The Carb User's Guide for Maximum Performance reveals why omitting carbohydrates from your diet can totally crush your gains. Ever wonder how many grams you need for your specific sport? Not anymore. We give you the critical number you need to dominate your competition. You'll even discover the super carb that's taking the athletic world by storm. You must try it to believe it. Go to getcarbolin.com/carb guide today and get your copy absolutely free. Once again, it's getcarbolin.com/carbguide.
Hey, this is Carl. I want to remind you of the importance of electrolytes. Because of all the workout supplements on the market today, I think electrolytes are the most important but the most overlooked. Check out the new Jigsaw Electrolyte Supreme. It contains a broad spectrum of electrolytes plus a few extra minerals and vitamins. The lemon-lime flavor tastes great, and it comes in single-serving packets that make it easy for you to take on the go. Visit superhumanradio.com and click the Jigsaw Electrolyte Supreme banner ad today and save 10% off your purchase.
There are a few products that I believe in the way I believe in Can-See eye drops. I've been using Can-See for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing.
Wow, that's an old commercial. The truth is, I've been using Can-See eye drops for 11 years now, and I credit Can-See eye drops as being the reason that I do not need reading glasses at 58 years old. Can-See eye drops improves the quality and health of your eyes indefinitely. That's why I both use and endorse Can-See eye drops. Go to wisechoicemedicine.com and learn about how Can-See eye drops can improve the health of your eyes and the quality of your vision today. Mitochondrial uncoupling is the holy grail of fat loss. Making mitochondria work harder raises body temperature and metabolic rate without the jitters of stimulants. Now there is an over-the-counter mitochondrial uncoupler that will let you shred your body down to the last pounds of body fat. It's Trojan Horse. This is the supplement breakthrough of the decade. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Trojan Horse banner ad. Use coupon code SHR and save 20% off your order today. BlackstoneLabs.com. Trojan Horse.
Quest Keto is making the ketogenic lifestyle more delicious and more convenient than ever. The high-fat, moderate-protein, low-carb keto diet has earned a reputation for being complicated. Quest Keto has changed all of that by offering sweet and savory snacks and an entire line of ready-to-go ketogenic meals. They've taken the guesswork out of it for you. From keto cinnamon rolls, pizza, crackers, and more, you can enjoy it all and experience the benefits of this nutritious approach anytime,
anywhere. Thanks to Quest Keto. Go to QuestKeto.com to order your meals today.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-616-0820. That's 800-616-0820. 800-616-0820.
This is Ben Gordon, and if your teeth are stained from coffee, tea, or smoking, Power Swabs is the answer. In 5 minutes, you'll see 2 shades whiter teeth, and in 7 days, 6 shades. There's no messy strips or trays that you have to leave in your mouth for an hour. Just swab your teeth for 5 minutes, and you're done. To try Power Swabs, call 1-800-291-5140. Your bright white smile will have your friends talking about how great you look. Try it risk-free. 1-800-291-5140. That's 1-800-291-5140.
You're listening to the Superhuman Channel. Don't hate us because we feel good.
Welcome back.
Carl's over there dancing.
Yeah. My underarms stink really bad. And I put deodorant on this morning.
Was it because it's hot in this room?
Yeah. It's definitely
in room?
It's in... I whenever we talk about the studio, I refer to it as room.
Room. If you ever saw that movie, Room, where they're stuck inside, that she was abducted and she had the baby by the man that abducted her and they were stuck in Room. The name of the movie was Room.
Yeah. The little kid had never, he was like 8 years old. He had never been outside of room. The room ever. He's never seen the outside world at all. And so I refer to the studio as Room. I get it. I mean, I get in here. I could walk outside, and there could be an apocalypse, and I'd walk out and go, "Oh wow, the world's destroyed." I'll go back and do my show. I'll go back in room.
Okay. So you wanted to talk about a chemotherapy drug, Fluorosil.
So Fluorosil is a chemotherapy drug, right?
And it's exactly. Used in a skin cream. And they've found that it may have potential for fading wrinkles.
Right.
So now women are buying this Fluorosil.
Well, no, wait, they're not buying it. Their doctor has to prescribe it.
As so it's a prescription most likely, skin treatment.
It's most likely a dermatologist who's prescribing a skin cream that is used as a chemotherapy for skin cancer. Think about this for a second. Because some woman is so vain, she wants to get rid of wrinkles. Now, where do most women want to get rid of their wrinkles?
On their face.
So some women... are putting this chemotherapy on their face, close to their brain and eyes and God knows what else. But that's not the worst part about it. So here's where the FDA does do something right. So, you know, you're never supposed to just complain about somebody. You also have to catch them doing something right. About 6 or 7 women contacted the FDA and said that their dogs mysteriously died. I don't know why they called them, but the FDA got this data somehow. And when the FDA started to ask them more questions, what they did find in these 7 women that was common was that they're all using Fluorosil off-label, but prescribed by their doctor, most likely a dermatologist, to fade wrinkles. And their dogs were obviously licking their skin and consuming the Fluorosil and dying mysteriously and instantly. Like later that evening, the dog is dead. So if you happen to be one of those people who's using Fluorosil on your skin to get rid of wrinkles, aside from reminding you that you should rethink that, because that is a dangerous drug, don't let your dog or cat, for that matter, near it, because it will kill them. And then ask yourself the question, so if this is something that can kill my pet instantly, do I really want to be rubbing it on my skin? Isn't there another wrinkle alternative approach?
There's a lot better wrinkle approaches, I would think.
Hydration and vitamin C?
Hydration, vitamin C, collagen. There's so many other different things that come to mind. I just want to talk about the side effects of it. It's available in a cream and also obviously an injection.
Mm-hmm.
The common side effects of the injection are inflammation of the mouth, loss of appetite, low blood cell counts, hair loss, and inflammation of the skin.
But rub it on your skin.
But when used as a cream, irritation at the site of application may occur.
Mm-hmm.
So
maybe that's how it gets rid of. So,
they're swelling.
Yeah, maybe that's how it gets rid of
inflammation.
Wrinkles. Your skin develops inflammation and it swells up, and you go, "Oh my God, I look so wonderful! I don't have wrinkles." But meanwhile, your cheeks look like a cherub's cheeks now.
How it works is not entirely clear, but it's believed to involve blocking the action of thymidylate synthase and thereby stopping the production of DNA.
Oh, that's a good thing to do, stopping the production of DNA. Oh, my God.
Stops the production of DNA. Who would want to do that to themselves?
And keep in mind, if you rub it on your skin, it's not just staying there. It's getting inside your body and it's going to other places. Oh, who the hell would use a topical chemotherapy to get rid of wrinkles? Please, tell me who you are. I have a bridge in Brooklyn I want to sell you.
Okay, so while we're on this subject, while I was getting my hair cut, I was looking at a Shape magazine.
Mm-hmm.
And I guess this Shape magazine, they cater to a younger audience.
Right.
Obviously, I'm not their audience, but they had advertisement for a birth control IUD.
Mm-hmm.
It's called Paragard. And this particular IUD is hormone free. And its form of action is through copper.
Right.
And if you remember last week, we talked about copper toxicity.
Right.
So now these young girls are putting this IUD, it's a foil. It's like a metal foil.
It's coiled wire wrapped around a little thing that looks like a T.
And they're injecting this. They're inserting it. I'm sorry. They're inserting this, and it releases copper.
Right. So the copper, when the copper goes into the uterus goes, oh, crap, there's something really harmful in here, so we better not make babies right now. That's really how it works. And I mean, in the dumbed down equation, that's how it works. But here's the interesting thing. So when you talked about copper toxicity,
yes,
right?
Yes.
Or copper overdose. One of the symptoms of copper overdose is a rapid and dramatic drop in blood pressure, otherwise known as vagal syncope.
Yes.
Okay. That's one of the things, okay, so if you ingest copper in your mouth and you swallow too much copper, diarrhea, vomiting, nausea, dizziness, those are all the things that happen. But if you don't ingest the copper, if the copper comes from someplace else, you may not have the nausea, the vomiting and stuff, but what you do have is a rapid drop in blood pressure. So these people, when they stand up, they fall down because they syncope means that your blood pressure doesn't rise for the job of standing, and it just bottoms out and you collapse. Guess what one of the side effects that a large number of women were seeing. In fact, they recommend that when you insert this for the first time, and if you are laying down, sit up and sit up for a long time and make sure you're ready to stand, because the women who succumb to this vagal syncope, they get it right away. They put this thing in and they get up and they fall down. They pass out, and it's been diagnosed as vagal syncope. Also a sign of copper toxicity. So what else is this thing doing, releasing a lot of copper into your body? Yeah, it's keeping you from getting pregnant. I mean, hell, battery acid will keep you from getting pregnant if you put it in your vagina. I mean, and my point is made. Just because it keeps you from getting pregnant doesn't mean it's safe to use for your body.
Well, that goes along the lines of in the olden days when they used lead and mercury and arsenic for things.
Yeah. I mean, this is, you're right. This is like
archaic.
It is. This is macabre. This is scary kind of stuff. This is like a torture chamber things that they did to you, putting a copper device in your vagina so that up near your uterus so you don't get pregnant. you are absorbing that copper. Copper is not safe to absorb in large amounts.
Their thing is they're advertising it as 100% hormone-free IUD. It's Paragard is a copper-releasing device that is placed in your uterus to prevent pregnancy for up to 10 years.
And guess what? Up to 10 years. So you'd wear it for 10 years. Think about that. That device in your uterus for 10 years festering. Okay, so.
Oh, that's awful.
Here's another interesting thing that kind of proves my point about the rapid onset of toxicity using this product. I think that you can also use it up to 4 days after unprotected sex.
Yes.
So it's like the RU-482 pill or 586, mm-hmm. whatever it was. This will actually make your body abort.
Abort a child, yes.
So, and obviously, they're saying that, hey, if you've had unprotected sex, you're worried about it, just get this thing in 4 to 5 days. You know what that means? That means that what it does is so powerful that it will derail fertilization and make the body go, oh my God, we cannot have a baby now. Abort, abort, abort. That cannot be good for the human body. Ladies, please, don't use this device. If your children want it, find something else. You have a young daughter, I understand. I've been there. You got to use contraception. You can't tell them don't have sex. It's never going to happen. It didn't happen for you. It didn't happen for your father and mother. It didn't happen for anybody. It's not going to happen. But don't choose this contraceptive, please.
So what do you choose then? You don't want to use synthetic hormones in the form of birth control pills. You don't want to use this, just a regular IUD?
I think a regular IUD has been around since the late 60s. There have been some problems with the Dowcon shield back in the day, but those are gone. I think the regular, just placing a metallic object in the uterus keeps the body from having a baby.
What about like a condom and the sponge? Like the sponge has.
You know what? Yeah. So when I first moved to Las Vegas, I was dating this cocktail waitress and she was adamant that she could not get pregnant. So we used spermicide. She used a diaphragm and I even used a condom.
Yeah, the diaphragm. I forgot about that.
Yeah, that's, you know, it's a pain in the ass. You got to put it in, take it out. It's messy, blah, blah, blah. But it was like those when you want to make love to somebody, you want to have sex, whatever it is for you. It's usually kind of spontaneous. And then it's like, OK, wait a minute. I'll go get the gel and the condom. You go ahead and put the sponge in. And it's like all of a sudden it becomes very, very sterile.
Mechanical.
And yeah. Like, you know, I don't think I want to do this. Let's just forget about it. So.
It's better than the results. If
I agree, but I think that so men can go on a contraceptive too. It's called nandrolone phenylpropionate. They use it in the UK as a male contraceptive. They give you one shot. I forget how often for a while. They give you multiple shots for a while. Then they just get you on one shot a week, and your body stops producing sperm because it interrupts spermatogenesis and some testosterone production. But the nandrolone makes you feel good and strong. It's actually a nortestosterone instead of testosterone. And so there are ways for men to use responsible contraception that doesn't require them to spray gel in a condom and slide it on. And then the other alternative is just the old-fashioned IUD, which works. All of these devices produce on average what is considered acceptable, one pregnancy in 100 users. That's even true of birth control pills. Women who take birth control pills get pregnant sometimes. If you take a birth control pill and then you take an antibiotic, all mm-hmm. bets are off.
Yeah.
You know, so, and who knows what effects some of these antimicrobials that we're consuming now, triclosan and stuff, they act like antibiotics. They could be the reason why some women's birth control pills fails. They go, I'm not on antibiotics. I don't take an antibiotic.
Think about that.
Of course not. Of course not. That's why I'm here. Think about this stuff for you.
Okay.
All right, let's take a break, and we have to cover a couple things that were sent in by listeners, right?
Yes.
Matthew Finnegan has a question. Stay tuned. And
AnabolicMinds.com is the premier website for credible information on building muscle, burning fat, supplementation, and more. With over 100,000 active registered members and over 2.5 million posts, it's one of the largest communities on the internet to get help and answers to your questions. It's also the place that the official Superhuman Radio Forum is hosted. Visit AnabolicMinds.com today and get into the action. AnabolicMinds.com. Learn. Teach. Lead.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 1-800-516-0514 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-516-0514 to take your call right now. Call 1-800-516-0514. That's 1-800-516-0514. Again, 1-800-516-0514.
4.6 million years of evolution gave us the blueprint for the perfect protein supplement for humans. So why do all protein supplement manufacturers ignore it? We don't. The first human-appropriate protein supplement is Thrive Advanced. Built around the blueprint of mother's milk, Thrive Advanced contains the amino acids, peptides, micronutrients, enzymes, probiotics, and vitamins that support protein absorption and assimilation. All of our dairy proteins come from happy cows on pastures here in the United States and are low-heat pasteurized. You'll never find any artificial sweeteners, additives, or ingredients. You won't even find thickeners or gums in Thrive Advanced. And we back up our label claims with post-production lab analysis that's available right on our website. Visit superhumanradio.com and click the Thrive Advanced banner ad and use code SHR and save 50% off your entire order today.
Mitochondrial uncoupling is the holy grail of fat loss. Making mitochondria work harder raises body temperature and metabolic rate without the jitters of stimulants. Now there is an over-the-counter mitochondrial uncoupler that will let you shred your body down to the last pounds of body fat. It's Trojan Horse. This is the supplement breakthrough of the decade. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Trojan Horse banner ad. Use coupon code SHR and save 20% off your order today. BlackstoneLabs.com. Trojan Horse.
Ever feel like you want something crunchy? From the company that gave us the Quest Protein Bar, now comes the Quest High Protein Potato Chips. With 21 grams of high quality protein and only 5 grams of carbs and no artificial ingredients. Just like Quest bars, you'll feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest High Protein Potato Chip banner ad today and get ready to be satisfied. Thanks to Quest Nutrition, chips just aren't what they used to be.
New Mass Pro Synthogen X2 just upped its own legendary game. To distance itself even further from the rest of the pack, Synthogen X2 now has double the key active ingredients. If you've ever wondered what steroid-like recovery feels like, Synthogen X2 delivers. See why others compare it favorably to powerful bodybuilding drugs at Synthogen.com. Mass Pro Synthogen. When you train with it, you'll gain with it.
Hey, this is Carl. Start your day just like I do with a high-dose lipospheric vitamin C from Livon Labs. You too can benefit from Livon Labs lipospheric delivery system. No more pills or powders. That's outdated technology. Livon Labs has the world's most efficient vitamin delivery system, period. Learn a lot more today at LivonLabs.com and benefit from their new reduced pricing. That's LivonLabs.com, L-I-V-O-N, labs.com.
Spit that out right now. This is the Superhuman Channel.
Welcome back. You get tired after doing this for 2 hours, you know, like your brain, because you're excited about everything, and then all of a sudden it's like the end of the show, and you kind of feel like, oh man, do you notice that, or is it just me that does that?
Well,
I get so ripped up
doing,
for a show.
You're doing it all week. I'm only doing it one day, so
yeah. But I get so revved up before a show. I still do. 11 years later, like I was just talking to somebody about this. It's like all of a sudden I become excited about doing the show. And but then at the end of the show, it's like this big letdown where I feel like I need to go out and walk for a while.
It's kind of like Christmas is over, and it's a big letdown when Christmas is over.
And you don't get what you want. you were offered, but you were too stupid to take it. So,
okay, moving on.
Yes, what do we want to talk about first? Kisspeptin?
You wanted to talk about kisspeptin hormone.
So there's a discovery of a new peptide hormone called kisspeptin. And it actually may be the first aphrodisiac, really effective aphrodisiac, that doesn't do a lot of other things like raise your blood pressure or make you nauseous or anything like that. And in fact, I found, I'm going to read this research, but then I'm going to tell you that I went further to do more research on it. Kisspeptin actually produces oxytocin. Think about that. Kisspeptin is one of the triggers to produce oxytocin. The peptide hormone kisspeptin controls reproductive function in the body by stimulating the secretion of hormones like oxytocin that activate hypothalamic pituitary gonadal axis. In this issue of the Journal of, I don't know what the journal this is, I'm sorry, research led by Waljit Dehillo at the Imperial College of London, examined whether kisspeptin also stimulated limbic brain areas, which are associated with mood and emotion to influence reproductive behavior. Using functional neurological imaging, they discovered that administration of kisspeptin to healthy heterosexual men increased the activity in the limbic brain regions when subjects viewed images related to sex, obviously porn, or couples bonding. Furthermore, kisspeptin treatment also enhanced brain activity during assessment of reward, drive, and mood. Collectively, these results suggest that kisspeptin regulates sexual and emotional processing in the brain, in addition to controlling hormone production. So, as research unfolds on kisspeptin, I predict we're going to see our first, because there's a lot of people out there who are in relationships where one spouse doesn't have the libido of the other spouse, and the other spouse wants to do something, but you can't, because sometimes somebody's exhausted, they're worried about something, they're bogged down by life, and it's like they're just not with you at that moment. I predict that we're going to see in years kisspeptin is going to be on a drug trial to be used to improve people's libido. Because it doesn't raise blood pressure, it doesn't do any of those other things.
And for those of you who are interested, it is the Journal of Clinical Investigation.
There you go. Thank you. JCI. I just saw JCI. I was like, okay, I'm lost now.
Journal of Clinical Investigation.
Elisa communicates with all these people because she books all the shows, so she knows who it is. I just see JCI.
And then there was a question from Matthew Finnegan. He says he wants to know the best time and way to use organic apple cider vinegar. It's been a while since he's read or heard what the experts recommend.
Well,
he's
I'm
sure
not an
that
expert.
We covered it on the show, so if you recommend a show to listen to as well.
I'm not an expert, and I don't know of one particular show that we did on apple cider vinegar. We may have. But here's what I will tell you. Go ahead. What were you going to say?
Oh, I was just going to say we've talked about it off and on in several different shows.
Yeah, I mean, probably hundreds of shows. But, okay, so it depends on what your goal is. So if your goal is to lower the pH of the gut because you believe that you are not producing enough hydrochloric acid, some people believe you can stimulate the production of hydrochloric acid by first changing the environment. And apple cider vinegar, or any vinegar for that matter, can be useful by lowering the pH, thus making it more acidic, in between meals, right? When your stomach is empty, not when there's food or preparing for food. So if your goal is gut health because you believe that you have hypohydrochloridemia, whatever it's called, use it in between meals on an empty stomach. If your goal is to get leaner and you want something that's going to reduce the glycemic load and index of carbohydrates, use it 15 to 30 minutes before a meal, an ounce in some water, drink it down, wait about 15 minutes and have your meal. It will lower the glycemic index of any carbohydrates in that meal and thus help you get leaner.
I need to start doing that again. It's like we always, I have to revisit
these
things.
Why am I not? You know what? If we
did
everything.
We have apple cider vinegar in our refrigerator.
Yeah, but if we did everything that we say, I got to start doing that, we wouldn't have any time for life. All we'd be doing is doing all these things. Like, you know, Really?
And it really, honestly, it's good to cycle things. Maybe not the apple cider vinegar, but some of my supplements, I cycle them on and off.
I think that's important, too.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, life is in phases. All right, well, that's it.
It was a good show today.
It was a great show. Thank you so much for all your hard work. Elisa Profumo puts this entire show together.
You actually helped me this week for the first time.
Thank you.
You sent me some stories this week.
Yes, yes. Even though we didn't use any of them. But yes, you're right. But you're sweet to say that. Thank you. We'll see everybody next week. We got a great show coming out of the gate Monday. Hope you can make it live. And if you can't, there is always the podcast. Have a good weekend.
Bye.